This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we got live feeds out of the other studio with Owen Schroyer giving you live analysis and coverage, and then he's collating all the highlights of the unbelievable ongoing press conference that's been happening for over an hour with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the U.S. President Donald J. Trump. Unbelievable bombshell after bombshell. We've already got some of the clips grabbed. One of them was 5 minutes ago, and it was Putin going, listen, our intelligence services aren't involved. These are private Russian companies that all sorts of companies hire, which 80% of the bots bought were for Hillary out of Russia. That's what happens during elections. People go overseas and get around campaign finance law. But he goes, listen, you've got George Soros inside the United States trying to steal elections for Hillary Clinton. And then right before that, a few minutes before, Trump comes out and says, hey, what about Hillary and her 30,000 emails? We're changing the subject to whoever hacked those. She shouldn't have illegally had those on her private server. See how they changed the subject? And, of course, Putin's come out and denied that they were involved in election manipulation, says they're insulted. If anything, RT is leftist. In fact, RT's horrible now. It's unwatchable. The sycophantic worship of anti-Trump stuff, and it's always been leftist. I mean, the claim that it's this anti-Hillary machine, that CIA report they put out a year and a half ago that showed 20-something examples of them having negative coverage of Hillary. Yeah, they had probably thousands of Trump. I mean, RT, if anything, is like our mainstream media. It's very, very leftist. That's a side issue, though. This is a huge broadcast. We're going to have a bunch of these clips for you. The live press conference is ongoing. And then we've done something very, very special with Mike Adams and Paul Watson and the rest of the team that has a real chance of blunting internet censorship and the whole globalist plan to silence nationalists, Christians, patriots, you name it. And that's coming up as well. There is a detailed 50-plus page PDF on Infowars.com right now. The censorship master plan decoded. The Adams report, and then Paul Watson has another detailed report that details this. This is for Congress and the president. I can tell you right now, it is being sent to the president as we speak, to their horror, and this is how they're doing it. How they admit they're doing it, and how they think we're stupid, and how they can be easily stopped. So you want to put a stop to this, make this go viral, send it to every congressperson. They're having hearings on this tomorrow. No one has put together a blueprint. Well, with InfoWars, Mike Adams has done it at naturalnews.com. He'll be joining us in the second hour. But right now, let's go out to break with Vladimir Putin just minutes ago. We got more of these clips coming up from Helsinki, Finland. Here is Putin throwing down the gauntlet about manipulation.
This company does not constitute the Russian state. It does not represent the Russian state. And I brought several examples before. Well, you have a lot of individuals in the United States. Take George Soros, for instance, with multi-billion capitals. But does it make him his posture, the posture of the United States? No, it does not. Well, it's the same case. There is the issue of trying a case in the court. And the final say is for the court to deliver. We are now talking about the private, the individuals, and not about particular states. And as far as the most recent allegation is concerned about the Russian intelligence officers, we do have an intergovernmental treaty. Please do send us the request. We will analyze it properly.
We're going to go to break, come back with more of this, where Trump calls out Hillary, but just understand this. Putin just gave you the truthful answer. that there are all these bot companies all over the world that for PR anybody can hire. There are a bunch of them in Russia. And even the congressional reports say Michael Moore went to a Russian bot protest of Trump.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Better look out, globalists, because we're fighting back and we're winning. Better watch out, Hillary. Better watch out, Sacha Baron Cohen. You better watch out, Michael Moore. You better watch out, globalists, because we're fighting back. 50,000 unstoppable watts. All right, let's get into it right now. The historic Trump-Putin summit is taking place that took over a year and a half of him being president to happen when it should have been the third or fourth meeting he had. Should have met with the UK, should have met with the EU, should have met with the Chinese, should have met with the Russians, should have met with the Japanese, should have met with the Mexican president. And Trump did all those meetings in the right order, but Russia. And then I was just thinking today about how Trump has been kicking the Russians in the ribs, breaking their nose, smashing their head in the ground. And then how the media, Brian Stelter and others, we're going to play this clip coming up in the next segment, said everything Trump's telling you is a lie. You can't trust him. He's your enemy. And of course, what you're hearing is the inverse 100% about Stelter, who just reeks of being disingenuous and is a known fraud. But that's the unified thing they're putting out. The truth is, Trump sees everybody as a competitor to the U.S. And if anything, one of his only failings is letting the military-industrial complex stampede him into showing folks how tough he is on Russia, when in the aggregate, they are not 1/100th as expansionist as communist China, or not 1/10th as big a threat. Our relationship has never been worse with Russia, probably even during the Cold War. Trump's correct. He said, the EU is our adversary. They are our foe financially. They are trying to bankrupt us. Juncker said that a year and a half ago. He said, I'll bankrupt America. They're allied with the Chi-Coms. Russia is not allied with the EU. The EU is an authoritarian, unelected monstrosity. Trump would not have done this, I think, if he didn't have to, quote, show the world that he's not really a Russian agent. And I think that is one of the only failings of the president, is that he let them bully him into not having an earlier meeting. But this has happened now, and it's a good thing. But if you look at everything that's happened, the massive energy production increases in the U.S., that crushes Russia. The moving tow missiles into Ukraine, something Obama wouldn't do, giving them anti-tank missiles to attack the Russian forces in the east of Ukraine, that's always been Russia. That's where Russia was founded. backing, really, Soros's operation that he bragged he launched 4 years ago on Fareed Zarkari on CNN, that they overthrew the elected government of Ukraine and spent $5 billion U.S. tax dollars to do it. And then all Russia did was come into the eastern area of Crimea that's 99% basically Russian-speaking and has always been part of Russia, except during World War II when Hitler took it over. And the Russians have no other choice. They were attacked. They were invaded. People call me a Russophile. No, I'm a truthophile, ladies and gentlemen. I like to tell the truth. Makes my job a lot easier just to research the facts, know what the facts are, and then go with those. That doesn't mean I lionize Russia or Putin or any of this, but as Putin pointed out just minutes ago, we're going to play the clip, you're accusing 12 Russian intelligence operatives of being behind bots. These are private companies that anybody can hire to do PR. And Russia is not even in the top 10 of being hired for PR. The U.S. is number one, China is number two, and the different EU companies are number three. The U.K. is very dominant in it for the size of their population, 80 million people. In fact, if you said per capita, the U.K. probably does more PR than anybody. And you can hire them for anything. And 80% roughly of all bots were for Hillary. And they came from New Zealand, they came from Russia, they came. You could go hijack somebody's computer in Russia. Zombie computer, happens to millions of computers a day, and then attack the U.S. with it, and they could say, oh, look, Russia attacked us. And that's in the Vault 7 documents that came out last year, where the CIA would go place stuff on Russian computers to attack the U.S. That's the oldest trick in the book. Russia just cut defense spending. Russia says they want an economic posture of development. They want soccer championships. They want world fairs. They want industrial building. They want shopping malls. They want organic farms. They've decided not to play. China is absolutely saying they're going to take us over and are in a state of war against us in their official newspapers. And I 100% support the president getting in China's face, hitting them with massive tariffs, and beefing up our military in those areas, Space Command, you name it, to deal with them. Because they are threatening us and expanding that 97% of rare earth minerals and admit they're strangling the U.S. and they bought up Hollywood. China is buying up with several Islamic groups, the UFC. I mean, we are being bought up. They're our biggest debt holders. It's the Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms, the Chi-Coms. The Russia is a diversion. Russia is just seen as weak economically, so the globalists are in there trying to destabilize it and take it. Just like the EU took over the UK, and now they voted 2 years ago to get out of it, and now Theresa May says, sorry, we're not even going to do Brexit now. She announced that today. So, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. It's on in every way. Trump goes to the EU and says, we pay for half of it. We pay for half of NATO. You have to pay for it. They go, okay, we'll increase our spending. They already did once. That's a victory. Trump goes over and says, the EU is our economic foe. It's true. He sits in Churchill's chair. They call him a traitor, saying, you didn't beat the Nazis. Don't sit in his chair when he was invited to sit in the famous chair at the museum. But it is Trump fighting the EU that was a Nazi project. It is Trump fighting for sovereignty. It is Trump standing up for the nation state. So if anybody, he should be sitting in Winston Churchill's chair. But it shows how they create these false narratives constantly. So we're going to go over all of this. Got a bunch of the clips coming up. Trump called out Hillary for her server. Said this whole thing about Russians is a diversion. She had an illegal server that a bunch of countries got into. But here's Putin on George Soros is involved. He's the one spending tens of billions per election publicly. He's the one trying to overthrow Russia. Here it is.
But this company does not constitute the Russian state. It does not represent the Russian state. And I brought several examples before. Well, you have a lot of individuals in the United States. Take George Soros, for instance, with multi-billion capitals. But it, does it make him his position, his posture, the posture of the United States? No, it does not. But it's the same case. There is the issue of trying a case in the court. And the final thing...
Notice Putin saying, oh, go ahead and try it in your court, see if my agents were involved, because he knows they already filed that fake lawsuit 6 months ago saying 13 Russian bots. And now the court has demanded proof, and now the Russian companies have shown up and shown the proof that they were actually being paid by Hillary. And they're like, almost all our orders were for Hillary. We got Michael Moore to go to an anti-Trump protest. We're just mercenaries. We'll take anybody's money. What do you mean we're Russian agents? And the judge is like, I'm going to throw this out. So Mueller files a new thing on 12 men and women to try to keep the whole ball rolling of fraud. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you support a group that uses racial slurs like the N-word? Would you support a group that hits women and disabled veterans and attacks minorities and transgenders? Would you support a group that intimidates the public with weapons of war? What if that same group had been caught lobbying explosives into a crowd of innocent people? I wouldn't support that group, would you? This has been a public service announcement from Infowars.com.
Antifa!
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, coming up, Owen Schroyer is coming in studio with the highlights of the hour and a half long press conference with President Trump and President Putin. Unbelievably important things were said and done. I've studied all the facts. What Putin said is true. From the best research we've got, that Hillary had $3 billion, Trump had $500 million. Trump bought almost no bots. Some private companies bought bots, and there's a bunch of companies in Russia that you can buy bots for, and congressional studies have shown right at 80%. Funny, Hillary had 80% of the money and 80% of the bots. Just surprise, surprise, that's how math works. And then it came out that it was for Hillary. And that's why the Russian companies have gladly shown up in court and said, here's our files, here's who paid us, DNC, George Soros. Soros spends billions a year of his own money in Russia running anti-Putin, anti-Russia operations. He bragged on TV that he gave $1 billion to the $5 billion that the State Department, we have the State Department head at the time saying they did it, on C-SPAN, so that's $6 billion to overthrow Ukraine, an elected government. Putin did not invade the Ukraine. Eastern Ukraine has always been part of Russia. It's where it was founded. Like New York and Pennsylvania. That's where Russia was founded. In an encyclopedia, it says that. Go to the history of Russia. The founding of Russia. In any encyclopedia, it'll tell you that it was founded in Crimea and Russia's had 8 major wars over it. The last time Hitler took it from them. And so they never got all of Ukraine back because, yes, Western Ukraine was Catholic and more aligned with the Germans and the Poles. And did the Russians abuse Western Ukraine a lot? You bet your bottom dollar the Tsars did, and you bet your bottom dollar at the same time, so did the communists. The Russians did horrible things to the Ukrainians. That's not debated even by the Russians. But that's a whole other world back then, ladies and gentlemen, and they think people are so stupid. Now, let me see. Yeah, there's Associated Press, George Soros, the puppet master behind the new Ukrainian regime. Unbelievable. So Putin brought that up, but I'm going to shift gears now and get back into that in the next segment and all this other incredible world news. A couple big tidbits here, because I don't have time to toot my horn. But if you list in the thousands of articles I've seen the last week saying ban InfoWars, ban Alex Jones from the Internet, USA Today, New York Times, Washington Post, They used the example of Alex Jones says Anthony Bourdain was murdered, and that's fake news. And Alex Jones says that there would be a giant civil war on July 4th. Now, I said the Democrats are calling for a civil war. Professors and USA Today say we're in one. And I see this as the mark of when they're going to intensify their attacks and their behavior, which has happened. So they misrepresent it. But let's get back to this real quick. I'm going to play more of this later. There were thousands of articles saying, how dare Alex Jones say Anthony Bourdain was going to come out and call Bill Clinton a rapist and say that he hoped that Harvey Weinstein would die, deserve the death penalty, and that he was aware of giant sex trafficking going on because his fiance, the word is they're basically married, his Italian fiance, at least when she was there with him on the set, that's what they were calling her, that she was aware because her dad's a famous director who reportedly was involved in some of this, and that because he learned about all this, he was going to go public and was doing interviews with Elon Musk and others. Word for word, it's all in the Daily Mail today in a 9-page article. The girlfriend, how she was abused, sex cults, Harvey Weinstein needs to die, Bill Clinton's a rapist. Word for word. Please pull up YouTube. Just type in Alex Jones, Anthony Bourdain, please. And you will get the videos. And again, showing how we don't shoot our own horn, which is a problem. I got up this morning, saw that InfoWars had the headline, oh, the Daily Mail's breaking and he was about to do a Kanye West. Our own people, who I love to death, think so, let's just say, calmly about ourselves. We're so shy that none of us would even say I was right. Here's the video. Learn what Anthony Bourdain was planning to say before he died. And then you watch the 34-minute live video I did, and I say everything you just read in the Daily Mail, word for word. He gave an interview that has been unpublished in February. He was then interviewed by multiple filmmaking crews in March and April. He owned his own production company. And he got more informed as the months went on and the whole Kanye West thing happened. And he went from hating Trump to being neutral on Trump and then suddenly became pro-Trump. And they killed him within 24 hours. I've talked to the people that were in the meetings. And you notice I warned C at the time. I said, you come out and say I'm a liar, or the rest of the media will. We got access to the Elon Musk Bourdain tape. And I told everybody, this is not the stuff that gets you killed. Yeah, show his fiance. Show her. She's in the Daily Mail article, which I list everything. And now, how did I know all this word for word? Because I had one source, then I contacted another source, and I know other individuals that were good friends with Bourdain, and they said, yeah, he's been really freaked out. He's learned all about the Illuminati, all about the sex traffic, all about the little kids being grabbed. He's learned it all from his fiance, whose dad's a famous director in Europe. And she reportedly was abused. We won't get into by who, but I was told all of it. And then word for word, exactly what I tell you comes out, and I'm the bad guy. My old friend Joe Rogan. Alex is full of crap on this. You know, thousands of publications. No, I'm not full of crap. I told the truth again because it's my job to tell the truth, and I'm going to keep on doing it. But that's why we need your support, why we need your prayers. And when I come back, we have detailed in a key report at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com, and listen to me, this isn't hype. Nothing I do is hype. It's reality. We have a system to defeat their entire Internet takeover. If we don't get this done, they may win. We'll be back. Please spread the word about the live feed. Tell everyone right now. You're our only hope. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. A key piece of information will start at the beginning of the next segment. You'll want to stay with us. Next year's news today. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Imagine a time traveler came and warned you. Everything he said was proven right.
From the InfoWars.com studio.
Would you listen?
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The year is 1995. And InfoWars launches the last of America's counter-globalist probes. In a freak mishap, InfoWars.com and Alex Jones are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Alex Jones to Earth 25 years later.
Transdimensionally, over the space-time continuum through full space, where people are extremely lazy. The social engineers are there laughing. What we envisioned 100 years ago, 20 years ago, is now reality. While the society unravels, men run around totally frantic, not knowing how to be men, and women run around frantic, not knowing how to be women, and they don't understand that it's an animating contest of life, and that it's fulfilling to be informed, it's fulfilling to be involved, it's fulfilling.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. All right, coming up in the next segment, Owen Schroyer is going to be in studio. Then next hour, Mike Adams is going to be joining us. What we have put together, what I'm about to announce, will defeat the attempt to end the First Amendment here in the United States and to roll back free speech in Europe and across the world. If you accept this mission, just like we've already changed the world together, as listeners and viewers, as the folks that have gotten around the censors, gotten around the algorithms, to find InfoWars.com/show, to find InfoWars.com/app, to find InfoWars.com/newsletter. If you accept this mission, 100% we will beat them. That's not bragging, that's fact. Now, my horror is that this will just be more chatter out there, and it won't penetrate through to all your minds. Because I need every one of you, no matter how old you are, what color you are, or where you're from, to get this report for free at InfoWars.com, at NaturalNews.com, at NewsWars.com, and to get it out. Because, let me explain something. No one has written a report detailing the blueprint and the admission of the big tech companies, the EU, the Democratic Party, Hollywood, and their admitted plan with News Corp. News Corp was in the Wall Street Journal 5 months ago, remember? And they are the only other people to actually blueprint it. And they said, we're going to start by banning WikiLeaks and Alex Jones. When we're done, we're going to ban everybody off the web and control everything and only let you see messages we want you to see from a few dozen companies. They said maybe 100 sources. And they're doing it. And it's here. They've gone from 30-40% of conservative posts being censored just automatically during the campaign to 90% now. Facebook came out last week and admitted the exact number I've given you of 80% because we can see the algorithm. We have access to the Facebook login, to the Google login. We can see it in live time. 2 days after Hillary was defeated, our graph went like, from straight up to straight down. And they admitted they just blocked it. We have to go to the page to find it. And now they're all in the news calling for us to totally be banned from the web, from any other platform, and admitting that they've already been strangling us. But that's all in this report. Now imagine you're the president. Imagine you're Congress. You're busy. There's a hearing about internet censorship of conservatives. Diamonds and Silk come in. Diamond and Silk. They get yelled at the whole time by the Democrats. Nothing happens. The Republicans seem ignorant. They don't know what's going on. This is how Republican congressmen and women who try to put their own campaign announcements on Facebook or Twitter get banned. But the Democrats are allowed to. This is how Facebook and Twitter are already dialing back the president and admitting that they shadow banned the president. So you have to be on his page to get his Twitter alerts. I point that out. Everybody goes, yeah, I don't get him. I've got to go to his site. I've got to go to his page. It's the company brags they're doing it. They said 6 months ago in a statement, don't worry about us banning him. We already block him. And I talked to high-level people in the campaign, you name it. They're not even aware of this. So they say, listen, give us a report. And I talked to people at the Capitol. They said, Alex, we're aware of a lot of this. Give us the report, because thinking people know we're light years ahead. The media tries to ridicule InfoWars and say we're fake news and misrepresent what we say all day because they tune in and go, my God, this guy's got the blueprint to the Death Star. Take him out now. Good Lord, if people pay attention to this, we're done. So, I started asking Paul Watson last week. I said they want a big email list of all the news articles and all the quotes and the statements and how they're shadow banning and how they're doing it and what we think we should do to counter them. I'm like, you know, antitrust investigations will give them to stop doing it real quick. That right there will make them back off. But they need to be busted up. We need to expose the racketeering. We need to expose how Google, Facebook, Twitter brag that we're owned by the Democrats and we're delivering all the votes to Hillary and no one can stop us. That was in the news during the campaign. So you talk about collusion. What about big tech collusion, just like mainstream media against Trump? So that's all in a 50-plus page PDF that's on Infowars.com, linked in the articles, Emergency Report, the Censorship Master Plan Decoded. It's linked in the article on Infowars.com. There's also a Paul Watson report that's an excellent boil down of the report for people that don't want to read 50-something pages with all the exhibits. Now, Mike started writing this last Wednesday, and he's an engineer, best-selling author, all-around scientist, very successful, as everyone knows, and Mike did an excellent job putting the report out, working with Paul and myself. But it was a collaborative effort, but I would say 80% of the work goes to Mike. But this isn't about credit. It's about defeating these monsters. So we have Paul's boil-down report that's six pages. We have Mike's that is 60-plus pages, all right there for you on Infowars.com. You're like, well, I already know about all this. I mean, I've already been banned. I've already experienced it. If you're a listener, you've already seen it happen to yourself. You send out a 4th of July thing saying, God bless America, and you get, you know, banned for 2 days. You've seen the Veritas videos behind the scenes where they brag about all this. It doesn't matter. Congress doesn't understand it. Half of them are like that famous senator from Richards was his name. He's dead now. He thought the internet was tubes. Or, you know, Governor Perry talks about his tweeters. They don't understand this. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU are admittedly paid off by Soros and the Democrats now. So they're out of the game. They support censorship. The journalism schools are anti-free speech engines. All of this. And so they're coming for everybody. InfoWars is the sacrificial lamb where they demonize us, they lie about us, and they set the precedent to deplatform us. Don't let companies publish our books. Don't let us have venues to have speeches. This is like China and their social score, where you then get put in an electronic gulag that Matt Drudge coined the term of and warned us in studio 2.5 years ago. So we're here. Hillary was going to carry all this out, just like Merkel has in Europe. But Trump got in, so we've bought some time. But it doesn't mean we're winning. We're now in sudden death overtime with these people, and they know it. And they are everywhere saying, ban us, take us down, and lying about us, and lying about what we've said. So, there is a censorship master plan decoded. It's on Infowars.com. Everyone needs to get it, retweet it, point it out. An emergency report to Congress and to the President concerning big tech, the Democrats, and the deep state's plan to kill the First Amendment in America. That's also how they're doing it worldwide. The key report, prepared for lawmakers and the President, serves up a roadmap of how the tech giants are covertly silencing online speech and how the American people can fight back. And that's the key. It's the blueprint to fight back. Get it out now. You must surge this to the four winds. You must get the report. We must fight back. We must warn Congress, and we will. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us.
The President of the United States.
The U.S. President is Donald Trump.
Yeah! You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp.
I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them the library, to give them the church. Get them right now at killinguncleSamBook.com. killinguncleSamBook.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Owen Schroyer is here with us for a couple segments, and Mike Adams is going to join us on the confirmed plan to end Internet freedom as we know it, the unbelievable arrogant statements about how we're too dumb to understand it, and no one thought to collate it, no one thought to put it together, nobody thought to do it. We've done it, just like nobody thought to try to relaunch Americana against globalism. But InfoWars did it over the last 20 years, The listeners did it, and so we're now winning on that front. People understand, we're selling victory. We're selling what works. We're selling the real McCoy, the bona fides, the bones, and the guts, the real thing, man. Not vapor. And that's why we win if we take the field. We don't take the field, we lose. The report is on InfoWars.com. It is critical, 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 critical. And read our own report. Check it for yourself. Write your own report. But they're coming for your free speech. They admit we're the beta test to shut you up. My God, there's articles out where mainline Christian bands can't have videos on Facebook about everyone coming together and loving each other. That was banned by Facebook this weekend. World Net Daily reported, saying it's political. They don't like Christians. They've taken Christianity off the Apple and off the Google calendars this year. They mean business, folks. They mean business. They're coming for you. So they want to go, oh, I don't want to be censored. I better comply with the censorship. And then I watch all these fake conservatives that they bring in. They're little darlings with Brian Stelter and, you know, darlings when they go on Bill Maher. Oh, I'm a big fan, you know, says our anointed leader, Ben Shapiro and others, when they're just there to control us. They're there to be the last conservatives, the only ones that are allowed to have a voice, and then we all bow down to them. Oh, you don't get censored. You get force-fed to the front page of YouTube, just like Sacha Baron Cohen or just like Michael Moore. It's force-fed. Whatever's on the front page, whatever they're making you look at is the enemy. Historic times, though, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I think, considering what you just talked about and the censorship, you know, it's not necessarily, take what you just said about Christian channels on YouTube being shut down. Well, you know, you can...
Facebook, too.
And Facebook and Twitter and everywhere.
You know what it was? It was a bunch of white, black, and Hispanic people hugging each other, saying, we love each other, we're not racist, we love God.
But here's what I think the audience that doubts what's really going on needs to ask themselves. Why do you see this type of behavior against Christians, whereas if this type of censorship was happening to Muslim individuals, it would be the number one story in the world? How dare you censor Muslims? How dare you be anti-Islamic? So if you don't think it's going on, fine. But how do you explain the contrast in the way that Christians are treated on social media?
But they admit they are now. Here's the World Net Daily article. They called it a political ad. It was a music video, Zion's Joy. Pull it up. And it's a multiracial group of Christians loving each other. That's what they don't like, is people coming together. That's what they hate, is unity.
And you can see that they hate that because they love to stand up for women and minorities. That is, until those women or minorities have conservative values and they toss you to the curb.
They think they own you.
So I don't think, but here's the problem, Alex. People can, you know this, people can see the facts and that's not going to change them. I can't explain it. I see the fact, I respond. The 20 to 30% of the sheeple in this country that go out in the streets refuse the facts, and they're not going to fight for free speech because they don't see it's under attack. That's why it's so important for our audience to take this battlefield and to fight for free speech, because so many Americans don't see it. It's the whole, you know, I forget how the saying goes, but, you know, they came for the Jews. I said nothing because I'm not Jewish.
They came for the Catholics, and finally they came for me, and there was nobody to stand up. That's how this works, and they admit, in thousands of articles last week, we're banning Jones, and once he's banned, everyone else will be banned.
But why would they want to ban you, Alex? Why is it InfoWars that is so dangerous? Oh, is that because your exclusive on Anthony Bourdain came out to be true? Oh, is that because you were right when you told them that Saudi Arabians were involved in 9/11? See, they want control over information, Alex. That's what this really comes down to. They could care less whether Joe Schmo out there has a Twitter account and can say whatever he wants. It's about controlling information. And if Alex Jones doesn't exist to put the exclusives out there, like Anthony Bourdain's...
he said he was afraid of Bill Clinton, but he was still going to go public calling him a rapist and hope that Weinstein would die, and then he now was about to go public. And then that was... I know people that were in the interviews a month after he'd really woken up. See, this interview was from February, just now released.
And isn't this a personification of everything we're dealing with, Alex? If you don't fight, you're going to die. And I'm not saying that Anthony Bourdain did or didn't fight. I'm saying He's now dead.
He had a fiance who had been abused and who was exposed, who had been raped by Weinstein. He had found out from her about her dad, a big director, and about the whole underworld and the sex rituals. This is public. I talked to people that were there at the meetings with him out in the countryside of Morocco for 2 days while they were drinking sangria. Then I talked to other people, and they go, no, that's true. He was really pissed and about to go public. He was a real liberal. He was upset about the wrong things, and he saw Kanye and everything else. Even in this interview, he goes to being neutral on Trump from hating him. But see, a few months later, he was now got it. And they go, we're not letting Anthony Bourdain, the hero to the left, come out against us, because he was going to come out. Because he wasn't a wimp. He was going to come out and attack the left. He was going to attack the establishment. And they said, we're not, no. If they get this guy, one of our own people, to turn against us, we're done. And the Clintons looked at the calculation and said, deader than a hammer. And then you saw thousands of articles say that I was wrong and I was a liar. You just think I go on air and say, he owned his own production company. He owned, starting in February, according to my sources, which now word for word is confirmed months later, a month plus later, word for word, ladies and gentlemen, word for word, word for word. Then he got progressively more awake, and he owned the final cut, just like Eyes Wide Shut with Stanley Kubrick. They cut 24 minutes out of it. I know it was 24 minutes. His daughter told me, his protege, the only person in his family he liked and that helped direct his last films. I mean, and I've been sworn to secrecy what I was told there. I almost don't even want to know this stuff. But if I'd have known before I was told, I would want to know it. I know about the NASA stuff. I know about Dr. Strangelove. I know about Full Metal Jacket. I know about all of it. For 2 days, I was briefed on it. Let me tell you something. All hell broke loose after I was given that information. Well, let me tell you, even before Trump even showed up on the scene, that's when hell broke loose 4.5 years ago against me, was when Vivian Kubrick told me all this stuff about the whole thing. And it was stuff I already knew. And that was what was so crazy. And I'm just stopping right there. We got to come back. And Mike Adams is waiting, but we've got to get to these few clips, and I'm sure he'll be fine with it. He's an awesome guy. Join us via Skype. But and I know I'm ranting here, Owen. It's just people understand. I didn't just get up here and say he was going to come out and say Weinstein's a rapist and rape my fiance, and Bill Clinton's a rapist and Jerry Epstein's a rapist, and they use child kidnapping to control people. I was on the phone with people that had video of it. They have the video. You notice CNN kept their fat mouth shut. Because I told them, I said, CNN, you say I'm a liar on this, I'm going to release it. They kept their fat mouth shut. But all their surrogates attacked us and said we were liars. So again, we're right again. It's all in the Daily Mail. How he was scared of the Clintons. How they were a bunch of rapists. How they were, and that was in February, this interview. People were so scared in February, they never published this. Because they had to check with Weinstein and people who have all their spies in New York to see it was okay. And see what happened? They got enough pings back down their spider web that Bourdain was getting loose from the web that they ran in and went ahead and ate him before his soul got away from him, they think.
Well, and again, where are the apologies to Alex Jones for reporting the facts, just for having the chutzpah to come out here and report this, which other people may or may not have known? The point is that you said it, Alex, and they came out and they attacked you for it, and you got vindicated once again. So you know, I know that you don't want apologies. You do this because this is just getting the truth out there, and that's your mission. But it's just like, it's going to happen again, and then Salon will attack, and Media Matters will attack, and David Brock, and they'll all attack you. And it's just like, whoa, you know, a month later, it all comes up true. Where's the apology? Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't expect an apology from Salon that endorses pedophilia.
And notice, thousands came out and attacked me for the Bourdain thing. Jones claims he was killed by the Clintons. I said I was told by smart people he was getting ready to go public against them, and that he was scared, and that he was basically hiding out.
But see, that
he had this whole crisis of conscience because of his fiance who told him everything. I was told by people that were at the meetings about him telling him about rituals and everything.
Yeah,
she needs to go public.
Yeah,
she's in danger.
His wife put it all on social media. I mean, she tweets all this stuff out. She knows what's going on.
Let's come back and get to all the highlights of the Putin-Trump meeting. We'll come back. So, folks, I didn't even plug to buy our products this hour. If you don't buy our products, we've got huge sales going right now. We'll be shut down. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. If you believe some of the hardcore information, become sponsors of us by buying products that are great for you and your family. We'll be back with hour number two. Please spread the word. Without you, the scissors will win. With you, you'll win.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are...
How
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.